All right, next question we're going to do is going to be Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, last name Manis, M-A-N-E-S-S, Betty Manis. Ms. Manis is now being recertified for hospice with history of malignant carcinoid tumor of the ascending colon, period. This 84-year-old woman has been on Millennium Hospice with colon cancer, colorectal cancer, which started, which was diagnosed earlier. Associated with weight loss, progressive weakness, decreased mentation, patient has had extensive chemotherapy off and on since 2011, including colon resection, but in the past 6 months, or past year, patient has had decline in her condition and no longer a candidate for chemo or radiation therapy, period. Patients furthermore discovered tumors in the liver as well as in her breast, consistent with breast cancer. Patient is extremely weak, nauseous, sleeping at 18 to 20 hours a day. Ms. Manis is in pain, abdominal pain to be exact, requires morphine around the clock with the help of caregiver and hospice nurse. Patient recent fall caused a femur fracture, which has caused even further more discomfort and pain, period. Patient's daughter, Laura, reports confusing memory loss and worsening dementia related both to her medication and her disease process. Patient is at high risk of fall, no longer able to ambulate given her fracture mentioned above, period. She also has a KPS score of now 40%, which has declined since last evaluation. Patient does remain hospice appropriate, poor appetite, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinence, bed bound now totally, less than 110 pounds, and requires around the clock turning in bed to reduce pressure sores and bony areas, period. Hence, patient remains hospice appropriate and expected to die within the next 6 months. Thank you.